So I think in a city like Saratoga Springs, we have an incredibly wide variety of political thought and ideologies. And especially in the last couple of years, the way the national political ideologies have evolved isn't relevant to the city and the issues we're facing as a city. And it tends to create more conflict and divide and make things harder on a local level for us to, you know, be the best public servants we could be and represent the entire community. And so I just think that this is a really natural moment to evaluate how we approach politics in Saratoga Springs and what the best approach is for residents and for the city.
About an hour and a half after you announced that you'd be running for re-election without a political party, the Saratoga Springs City Republican Committee put out a statement saying that you were too focused on national politics. What's your response to that?
So I did have a little bit of a chuckle about that, only because from the minute I started campaigning, one of the constant kind of conversations I'm always having with the people around me and, you know, certainly members of the Republican Party has been that I don't have the bandwidth to do local politics and think about national politics, especially in these last 2 years. It's like too much, you know, to try to think about both. And so I'm an elected public servant locally. So occasionally I'll allow myself a little bit of time to take in what's happening on a national level, but it's usually so jarring and so dramatic that I am like, you know what? I focus on what I can control and where I can contribute. And that's in Saratoga Springs. So especially with the magnitude of the challenges that we faced this last year, there hasn't been a single second that I've thought about anything other than this city and what's best for the city.
You ran in 2019, alongside Mayor Meg Kelly, who's a Democrat, and Finance Commissioner Madigan, who lost the Democratic primary and then ran in this one Saratoga platform that you're all part of. So they're not running for re-election, but are you going to continue this one Saratoga methodology?
Well, so the exciting thing is that One Saratoga as a group has been a powerful and impressive player in politics since they were created back in 2019. And they've shown that they have a really significant amount of influence and sway when it comes to local politics and how they choose to support issues or endorse candidates. And so I'm really excited that their efforts have continued because I think it reflects where I want to be, which is focusing on areas of common ground, focusing on good governance, honesty, transparency, and they really epitomize everything I stand for as a public servant. So I'm very happy that they are doing what they're doing.
Was there a particular moment where you decided that you did not want to be a Republican anymore, or was this sort of something that was evolving over time?
So I think that, you know, certainly when President Trump was elected, it was a clear signal that the party was evolving in a different direction. And it continued to evolve. And I'm a very moderate. I'm very moderate in my ideologies and approaches to politics and life. And so I certainly was aware of the fact that we were kind of deviating. And this past election season just really heightened everything, everything that was happening. And it was clear to me that I didn't fit in with this party anymore. And I'm not sure who they are right now and where they're going. And so I think the responsible thing for me to do is tap out and see how these parties evolve, and where I fit in, I'll jump back in. It doesn't change anything I do here in Saratoga Springs at all.
Ballston Spa, right next door, is going nonpartisan for their village elections next month. You're running for re-election. Is that something that you would consider bringing politics completely out of city government?
I personally think that would be the healthiest and best choice for the city. And I think that now is the moment to try to explore that possibility. I think that would be in the best interest of the city. And Mayor Kelly and I have always been in agreement on that and kind of had a running joke of, once we get through this election, we'll take on the two-party system. But really locally, I think it would be a lot healthier and it would help us get better candidates and more people involved in city issues.
You said in your statement that you hope to build on the relationships that you've built in the last couple of years. Well, the last, you've been in office for a year and change, a couple of months, but it was a long year. So do you think that your decision is going to hurt those relationships, or that you'll also gain some new friends along the way?
So I think what's been really motivating for me and inspirational and validating has been, you know, people are so used to kind of having these labels and having these ideologies and just defining someone by one label or one word. And, you know, all of their behavior will then be predicted by whatever that label is. And so when someone comes around who seems a little unpredictable, because, you know, I'm not making a black or white choice, I'm making kind of these gray choices in the middle, it usually takes a little longer to develop the trust and, you know, understand the sincerity of my efforts, and that, you know, I'm only doing this for the betterment of the city and for no other reason than that. So sometimes it takes a little while to coax people off of the sidelines and see that, but they do eventually, because I've worked incredibly hard. We have a great department. We've tackled enormous challenges, probably, you know, the toughest year that's faced any department in the city ever. And we've done it in a way that I'm just incredibly proud of. So, you know, I think I've shown that I can do the job, and I'm tough, and we'll work hard for the city. And I don't know, I think it's a good place to be.